We're just starting to look at Acts 21, verses 17 through 26. Now, as we return to our study, Paul and company, as I like to call them, have finally arrived in Jerusalem. They have traveled through Galatia and Phrygia, spent about 3 years in Ephesus, and went through Macedonia and Greece. It has been an epic journey, but now they are able to culminate it with the whole point of the trip, to take the offerings for the poor Judeans and to meet with the leaders of the Jewish center of the church. Now, before we dive into the text, let me note an important transition that takes place with Paul's arrival at Jerusalem. As John Stott notes, so far Luke has portrayed his hero on the offensive, taking bold initiatives under the leading of the Spirit to evangelize most of Asia Minor and Greece. Well, in the next couple of chapters, that is all going to change. Instead of being on the offensive, Paul will find himself very much on the defensive. Looking ahead, he will be assaulted, arrested, bound, and brought to trial. After three epic missionary journeys, Paul will see in full force what Jesus said to Ananias so long ago. He will see how much he can suffer for me. So as Luke continues his narrative, he will describe five trials that Paul will go through. John Stott lists them for us. Number one, the riot caused by the Jewish crowd at the northwest corner of the temple area. That's in chapter 22. Second, a hearing before the Supreme Jewish Council in Jerusalem in Acts 23. Third, a trial before Felix, a trial before Festus, and a trial before King Herod. And that will be in chapter 26. This is no longer Paul freely traveling the world and presenting the gospel of Christ. No, this is Paul, most of the time under arrest, defending the gospel before Roman officials and kings. What a change in Paul's ministry and availability as an apostle. He is not planting churches. He is acting as an apologist. Now, I should note that Luke's narrative of Paul's trials and defenses takes up nearly six chapters in the book of Acts. While Paul was mostly under arrest during these chapters, Luke was a free man. And many scholars assume that he used much of this time to gather information for his gospel and Acts narrative, probably interviewing many people. So in the process, Luke does something that is integral to the entire book of Acts. As John Stott puts it, he depicts the reaction to the gospel of two communities, of the Jews who were increasingly hostile to it, and of the Romans who were consistently friendly to it. And the Christian apostle is caught between them, the victim of the one and the beneficiary of the other. Now, we noticed last time that as they came to Jerusalem, they went to the household of Nason, and there they were going to stay with him before they had an opportunity to meet with the elders and drop off their gifts for the poor. Now, we should notice that one of the reasons why they stayed with Nason was because it was a safe location, not immediately in the city, and there Paul could feel some comfort as he got ready to go meet with the elders. As we pick up at verse 17, we'll discover that Paul is now with the elders. And Luke records, "When we arrived at Jerusalem, the brothers received us warmly." Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.